Well, I'm going to start a brand new series this morning, and we're going to call it Empowered. Everyone say Empowered. Now, the word empowered means to be authorized. I also looked up one of the synonyms for empowered. It means capability, and we get the word capable from capability, basically ability. So the Holy Spirit is our ability. The Holy Spirit within you gives you great abilities and great benefits. And the Holy Spirit upon you also empowers you and endues you for wonderful purposes and plans, amen, that God's got for your individual life, but also for people around you, amen? So let's start this morning by looking at the Holy Spirit within, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit upon. Father, thank you so much for this service today. We're asking right now for divine impartations and grace deposits. I'm asking you, sir, for clarity, proficiency, and accuracy, but most of all, the unction, the anointing, to teach and to preach this holy word. And I give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. And everyone that agreed said amen.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit comes in your life, amen, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You know, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so the first work of the Holy Spirit in your life is being born again of the Spirit. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:13, it says, "For by one Spirit," everyone say one Spirit, "we are all baptized into one body." That's the body of Christ. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, we have been all made to drink into one Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 6, he said, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter." Jesus was their comforter while he walked the earth. But this is right before he was going to leave the earth. And he says, "In my place, I'm sending you another comforter." The Greek word is parakletos. And it literally means one that is called alongside to help. And so I'm going to pray to the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now this word comforter also carries with the thought of he is our counselor. Amen. Aren't you glad you have a counselor on the inside of you? Oh, glory to God. Not only is he our counselor, but he's our heavenly helper. He's our intercessor. He's our advocate. Oh, glory to God. But not only that, he's your strengthener. And he is your standby. He's standing by your life. He's standing by with strength. He's standing by with help. He's standing by with comfort. Amen?
Amen?
And the good news, when you have the Holy Spirit within you, he will lead you. He will coach you. He will teach you. He will guide you. He will quicken you. If you will let him. How many of you people say, glory to God, I am open. Holy Spirit, come. So here's what I want to do. I want to encourage you to commune with him. I want to encourage you to acknowledge him. Don't ignore him. He is a real person. He is the third person of the Trinity. And he wants to make himself real to you. He wants to commune with you. He desires to show you things to come. He desires to give you the answers to the questions that you have in your mind and in your heart. We must treat him not as a foreign entity, but we must treat him as our holy guest. Old manuscripts, they say, the word Holy Ghost, the old manuscripts point to this phrase, that he is our holy guest. Amen. How many of you have had a guest in your house that you esteemed highly? Well, you didn't ignore them. No, you made sure they were fed. You made sure they had a good place to sleep and all those things. Well, he's your holy guest. Glory to God. So let us treat him that way. Amen?
Amen.
One writer said this. I love this. He said, the Holy Spirit was sent to do for each every one of us what Jesus did for his disciples while he was physically present with them. He said, the Comforter is going to come. The Comforter is going to come. Now in John 14, 17, I want you to read this verse with me. Ready, read. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you. He's with you, but he's also in you. Oh, hallelujah. You have the Holy Ghost within you at the new birth. Oh, praise God. He's working in your life. You got someone, somebody on the inside, and he's a working on the outside. He is there to reveal to you truths about your redemption. He is the author of revelation knowledge. Knowledge that is revealed to your inner man. We're not talking about mental ascent. We're talking about intimacy, and we're talking about revelation knowledge that comes from him. Notice with me in 1 Corinthians 2:12. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. Now notice this, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. You know, Brother Hagin, his last several years when he was on this earth, he would hold Holy Ghost meetings. And some of the things that would come out of his spirit were words like this: the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing. He said, the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing is going to come upon the church. In other words, the Holy Spirit will help us to see. The Holy Spirit will help us to know. God's holy word paints pictures. And the Holy Spirit is an artist. And he will paint on the canvas of your spirit redemptive realities. He will not only help you to know, but he will help you to see. He'll help you to see it down on the inside of you. And as you see it, says the Lord, you'll be able to seize it and you'll be able to take it as your own. For the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing has come upon you. That's what the Lord is saying. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, help me to see. Help me to see. Put your hand over your heart and just pray just a moment. Oh, brekista manini. Help us to see, Lord, that which we see not. Help us to know that which we know not. Oh, thank you for the Holy Spirit within, who is our helper. Oh, thank you, Father. Say it with me, the spirit of knowing and the spirit of seeing, it is mine. Amen. Now believe to know and believe to see. Have faith when you read God's word that God's word is going to be revealed to you. We must not just go over the word quickly and fast, but we must take time in this holy word and meditate upon it. For the word of the Lord will give you the ability to see. And as you see, you will prosper in every area of your life. And you will have great success. Amen. Now, another way that we could describe the spirit within is what Paul wrote to the church of Galatia. He calls him the spirit of adoption. Read verse 6 with me. It says, and because we are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now notice with me, he has sent forth the Spirit of his Son. That's the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:15 says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Thank God the Holy Ghost doesn't bind you. The Holy Ghost liberates you. The Holy Ghost frees you. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. There's freedom. There ought to be freedom in your heart. There ought to be freedom in your mind. Because that's where the Holy Ghost lives, down on the inside of you. Amen. You've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. The spirit of bondage is evil spirits. But you have received the Spirit of God. The Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, come on everybody, say Abba Father. Or we could say Daddy Daddy. Amen. So we need to know that we are temples of the Holy Ghost. You need to get that today. The Holy Ghost isn't out here somewhere. If you're born again, He's down here. He's on the inside. Amen? Glory to God. Paul said this, do you not know that you're the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Amen. Thank God for the Spirit within. But the Word of God suggests a dual working of the Holy Spirit, amen, in those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Brenda had to ask it a few times, but you finally copped to it that you're born again. Amen. How many of you are born again? Glory to God, we got a house full of born again believers. But for you who have the Spirit within, which is precious, we don't minimize that. Amen. We honor that. Amen? We honor the Holy Ghost. But there is another dimension. There is a dual working of the Spirit of God. And there is an experience for the Christian that is subsequent to the new birth. It's subsequent to being born again. The experience is the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Or we could say it this way, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Can we talk about that just for a few moments today? So we've seen the Spirit within. Now let's look at the Spirit upon. Now once a person is born again by the Spirit and becomes a child of God, we should immediately seek to learn all we can about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said this to His disciples. Right before He was ascended. In the book of Luke. And notice in chapter 24. In verse 49. What the Master had said to them. This is important. He said, now guys. Behold. I'm sending the promise of my Father. Notice. Upon you. Everyone say upon. The Holy Spirit within. And the Holy Spirit upon. He says, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to tarry in the city of Jerusalem. The word tarry there means wait. For what? Until you be endued. Until you be endued. Until you be empowered. Until you be clothed. Until you be equipped. Until you be ready. To face the world and go into all of it. Oh, hallelujah. He said, guys, just wait in Jerusalem. Because something's coming that will endue you. It will empower you. It will turn you into another man. It'll enable you to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. It'll enable you, glory to God, to walk just like I walked on this earth. Is anybody interested in walking like Jesus walked on the earth? Woo, glory to God. Notice once again. Let's read it together. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Hayward until you be endued. Woo! Till you be endued. He said, boys, don't leave home without him. Hallelujah. And I think that's a good word for us. Sons, daughters, brothers, and sisters, don't leave your house without a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost. Don't leave your house. Don't get on the freeway. Don't get anywhere without Him. Because without Him, you can do nothing. Woo, glory to God. And so Jesus then referred to this as the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, moving forward to Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, and then in verse 8, we see that they obeyed him. You know, if Jesus tells you to tarry somewhere and you disobey him, you're going to miss something. No, notice in verse 5 of Acts 1. He says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Well, that confirms what we just read. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. Verse 5, let's read it together real strong. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Woo. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. Water baptism is different than this baptism. What water baptism does, it shows publicly that you have become a child of God. When you go down in the water, it's a type of the death, the burial. But when you come up, it's a type of resurrection power. You're saying, I'm following Jesus in water baptism. I'm blood bought. I'm sanctified. I'm water baptized. I'm cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. How many of you have been water baptized? But this baptism is another baptism. Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. I said, Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. With the Holy Ghost, and I might add, with fire. Oh, come on, brothers and sisters. We need some fire for the last days. We need the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to endue us, to power us, glory to God, to clothe us and to equip us for these last days. Can you say amen? Amen. Woo-hoo, glory to God. As you can tell, I'm happy in the house today. Now notice in verse 8, he says, but you shall receive. But you shall, verse 8, receive what? The word power there means dunamis. It is the Greek word that we get the English word from dynamite. It is also means miraculous power. And so he's saying, look at guys, come here to Jerusalem, wait, and you will receive power. Notice with me, not before, but after. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. He's talking to men that had already received the Spirit within. But he said, there's another experience you got to get. I want the Holy Spirit to come upon you and to empower you. Amen. And it goes on to say, and here's what will happen. You shall be witnesses unto me in San Francisco. You shall be witnesses unto me in Alameda County. You shall be witnesses unto me in California. You shall be witnesses unto me under the uttermost part of the earth. And so this is the second work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. For what purpose? T.L. Osborne preached a message called The Purpose of Pentecost. What a powerful man of God. He shook Africa with the Word of God. He shook France with the Word of God. And he said the purpose of Pentecost is to be a witness. And what is a witness? A witness is one who testifies. Yes. Testifies what? In our case, we testify that our God is alive. We testify that Jesus is Lord. We testify that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We testify that He will do for you what He's done for me. He will heal your body. He will set you free. How many witnesses we got here? Amen. We're witnesses of the resurrection. We've been changed. Hallelujah, by the power of God. Now, R.A. Torrey, who helped evangelist D.L. Moody found his Bible college, taught this, and I quote, that the baptism of the Holy Spirit was a unique experience subsequent to conversion. He said, in regeneration, that's being born again, there's an impartation of life. And the one who receives it and is saved. But in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there's an impartation of power, and the one who receives it is fitted for service. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit upon in the baptism of the Holy Ghost will greatly enhance your life. He will enhance your life spiritually. Well, let's look at Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 now that we're there. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come. We're getting ready to celebrate Pentecost on the 19th of April. May. Amen? Pentecost is a celebration of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon the church. And guess what? We're the same church. And so he said that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That tells me they were expecting. They were expecting. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each and every one of them. Now notice verse 4. Let's read it together real strong. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So we see then the initial sign that one is filled with the Holy Spirit is one who is filled with the Holy Spirit shall speak in a heavenly language, shall speak in other tongues. You know, the Apostle Paul spoke in tongues a lot. He wrote to the church at Corinth. He says, I'm glad I speak with tongues more than y'all. Paul might have been a southerner. I don't know. He says, I'm glad that I speak with tongues more than you all. That's the whole church. I mean, for Paul to say that, he must have been praying in between meals. Glory to God. And so what a glorious and wonderful experience. But don't miss the main part. It's for power for service. Amen. And here's what we need to see. We need to understand that the Holy Spirit has already been poured out. Over 2,000 years ago, on the day of Pentecost, he was poured out. Somebody says, well, you know, I'm not so sure about all this. Is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is it for believers in our time? Well, I can answer that by saying this. It's the same church. It's the same Holy Ghost. We're in the last of the last days. But this was the beginning. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts. But not only that, let's prove it by the scriptures. Amen. Somebody says, where's the scripture? I'll tell you where the beef is right now. Acts chapter 2. Notice this in verse 39. Amen. For the promise of the Holy Ghost, is unto you and to your children. In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Woo, glory to God. Notice this. The promise is unto you. Point to yourself and say, the promise is unto me. Then he goes on to say, and to your children. That includes your grandchildren. How many of you got great grandchildren? Oh, you, some of you do. Amen. And your great, great, great grandchildren. The promise is unto you. This is for you. And to your children. Now notice this. And to all that are afar off. Well, we're a little ways from the day of Pentecost. So that includes us. Now notice this. The rest of the verse says, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I say by the word of the Lord to you today, the callings of God are calling you. God is calling this church to receive fresh oil. God is recalling this church to receive power from on high, an empowerment, an adornment, an equipment, and a clothing from heaven. Amen. And that includes Pastor Mark and Pastor Brenda, Pastor Tom, Kimberly, Pastor Nancy. That includes all of us. How many of you could use a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost? I'm telling you, just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. But then on the other hand, he's calling many of you, praise God, to receive this infilling of the Holy Spirit for the first time. He's calling our youth to it. Pastor Caleb, right now in the youth room, is preaching and teaching your youth on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're going to have an explosion of almightiness on Pentecost Sunday. Amen. Woo, glory to God. We're having a pretty good one right now. And so the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for believers of all time. So the question is, who then may receive the Holy Spirit? Any person that is born of the Spirit may receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. This baptism of the Holy Ghost is for young adults, youth, older ones, and old ones. Amen. Little children. Between 5 and 6 years old have been marvelously baptized with the Holy Ghost. And we're witnesses to that, aren't we, Pastor Nancy? Mike and Sue Bryan went with us to one of the islands in the Philippines. We were in a little village called Baguio City. It was down by Dumaguete City in the province of Negros. And we went there, glory to God. We had Brother Hagin books. We had loads and loads of them. Amen. Don't tell me how I got them through customs, but we did it. Praise the Lord. And we fed the pastors the word of God, and we fed them the word of God, and we fed them books, amen? And then Mike and Sue in the afternoon, we had open air crusades in the evening. It was wonderful. It was powerful. Jesus was there. He was there performing what he does best, amen? But during the day, they had kids' crusades. And during the day, the Holy Ghost fell on those kids. And they fell under the power. And as they were falling under the power, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Woo! You want your babies full. You want your children full. The world's trying to fill people up. The world's trying to fill your babies up. Why not get them in church and get them filled with all the fullness of the Holy Ghost and fire and power? Glory to God. Glory to God. If it happened in the Philippines, it happens in Hayward. I said if it happens in Europe, it happens in Hayward. If it happens in Africa, it happens in Hayward. If it happens anywhere around the world, bless God, it's happening right here, right now. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Now, receiving the infilling of the Holy Spirit is so easy. God already gave the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Now, when you open yourself to receiving this precious gift, you are simply accessing with your faith what the Lord has already given. And all you have to do is just receive this precious gift. I know I get very demonstrative sometimes when I preach. I just can't help it. I'm not apologizing for it, but honestly, folks, it's like fire shut up in my bones. But understand this. Not everybody is on the same level. Not everybody is, you know, some people receive differently than others. But faith is what causes you to access this wonderful gift. All you got to do to receive this precious gift is not beg for it. There's no tarrying for it. You just receive it. Here's a revelation I got from Keith Moore. Beggars, believers are not beggars. Amen? And so we don't beg. And then people think, well, you know, there's certain things going on in my life. I've got to get this together. I got to do certain things. And, you know, I got to clean up my life, you know, before I receive this gift. Well, if you could clean up your life on yourself, you'd have done it by now. And you do not have to be perfect to receive this gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, He will sanctify you. He will separate you. And He will knock the world out of you if you let Him. I hear a holiness message coming on. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Like Charity Gal saying, she says, I'm washed. I'm cleansed. Woo, glory to God. I'm water baptized and Holy Ghost filled. She said, I'm washed, I'm cleansed, I'm sanctified, I'm water baptized, and I'm Holy Ghost filled. Glory to God. That's the plan of God for each and every one of us. So thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. So don't think that you have to be perfecto to receive this gift. When I received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I was carnal as an old hoodall. I mean, I was just fresh out of treatment, had a lot of the spirit of the world on me. But one day, the Holy Ghost came upon me. And over the process of time, a lot of those other things fell off. So don't you think for one moment that you're not good enough. None of us in the natural are good enough. He's good enough. Because He's more than enough. And He has made you right in His sight. Then don't be afraid that you're going to get something weird. Don't be afraid that you're going to get an evil spirit. No, no, no. Here's what Jesus said. How many of you will agree with what Jesus said? You're not going to receive a substitute when you ask for the Holy Ghost. In Luke chapter 11, verses 11 through 13 says this. If a son asks bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? No. Or if he asks a fish, will he give for a fish? Give him a serpent? No. And then he says in verse 13, if you then being evil, now the word evil there means natural. You then being natural. If you then being natural, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how many of you know how to give good gifts to your children? Amen. Amen. One of the best gifts you can give your children is get them to church. And another gift you can give them is be an example to them and be on time for church. Relax. No, we all know how to give good things to our children. But I think the best things we can give to our children is the Word of God. The word of life. And walking in love before them.
Yes, amen.
Amen?
Right.
He goes on to say here, if ye then being natural know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Everyone say, how much more? The God who's more than enough says this, how much more? Shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that simply ask Him. I'm telling you, every good gift is from above. And cometh down from heaven, from the Father of lights. There's no variableness. There's no shadow turning with Him. He's your Father. He loves you. And His hand is upon you. And He shows us favor to give us the Holy Ghost. Say it with me, the Spirit of the Lord upon my life also brings the added benefit of speaking or praying in tongues. Well, thank God. Thank God for this empowerment. Listen, to communicate with your Creator supernaturally? Oh my goodness. There's nothing like it. This world has nothing close to fellowshipping with the Most High. Oh, they have false highs. And they try to sell you on the highs of this world and the highs of this age. Oh, but thank God for the Most High. Being able to talk to Him. See, God is a spirit. Is He not? God is a spirit. And they that worship Him. Do you love to worship Him? They that worship Him. It doesn't say should. It said must. We must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Which means we must worship Him from our heart. From our innermost being. And as we worship Him from our heart and from our innermost being, God inhabits that place with His presence and permeates your very being and gives you empowerment and direction and all that you need to live a life of victory. Hallelujah. Oh, raise your hands and thank Him for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so the Holy Spirit then will open your life up to many exciting adventures of God. On Pentecost Sunday, we're going to be laying hands on several of you to receive the initial infilling. We're also going to be laying on of hands Sunday morning and Sunday night for those who want a fresh infilling. Amen? And we're going to give those of you that are going to receive the initial infilling of the Holy Spirit some personal instruction. Brenda and I are going to instruct you. Other staff members are going to instruct you. We may even take you into the youth room with the other youth that are going to be filled with the Spirit. Amen? So what I want you to do in preparation for this, I want you to read the Word of God. Read the book of Acts and get some personal instruction. We have a book here called The Bible Way to Receive the Holy Spirit. It's by our spiritual father, Kenneth E. Hagin. Life-changing truths in this book. Now, if you're interested, praise the Lord, in signing up to receive the initial infilling of the Holy Spirit, you don't have to sign up if you want hands laid on you just to get a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost. But if you're interested in receiving the initial infilling of the Holy Spirit, the ushers are going to come right now and they're going to pass out this little pamphlet to you. If you didn't get a pamphlet last week and you want a little pamphlet, right now raise your hand and they will get with you. Amen? All over the auditorium. There they are. Let's just take a few moments. Amen? Anybody interested? Anybody excited about receiving this glorious gift? Go ahead and keep your hands raised and they're going to get to... Now, get yourself ready. I said, get yourself ready. Now, Paul, we did this a few years back. We did this several years ago. And on Sunday morning, I think we had 30 or 40 people come up to have hands laid on them to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We took them over to the youth room. And I've got to tell you, folks, I've never seen people receive so easily. It was just like, it was like this, Pastor Nancy. It was just like stepping over a log. Into the realm of the Spirit. And you're going to be instructed. You're not going to be coerced. You're going to be comfortable. There'll be plenty of room between you and the next person. We're not going to be slapping you. Say, hold on, hang on. And go ahead and repeat this after me. No. No, you're going to receive so easily. Say with me, I'm going to receive so easily. And it's going to be so good. And it's going to be life-changing. Now, for those of you that have already received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you need to get to prayer. We're going to be kicking off 7 days of prayer next Sunday. I'm going to be sending out a video and an email on Friday with a prayer that we can all pray in agreement. I want you to pray it every day. I want you to pray for such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost Sunday that every one of us are going to be filled and saturated with the power of God. How many of you will do that with us? Oh, pray. What about the rest of you? Maybe the same ones that didn't know whether they were born again or not didn't raise their hand. Now, how many of you are in this with us? Amen. We aren't doing this just to get numbers filled with the Holy Spirit. This will change your life. If we could turn this into a testimony meeting right now, we could have testimony after testimony of the lives that have been changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here's what you can do, ladies and gentlemen. You can take this little pamphlet. You see a little QR code there. You can snap that. And you can go ahead and you can fill out the form to be filled with the Spirit. You can do it digitally. We've also made it very easy for you as well. You can go to the Volunteer and Connect booth right now after service. And you can go ahead and you can sign up there. Or you can sign up online. And what we have for you is I like to call this a book of preparation. This is a book of preparation. And we will give this to you as you sign up. Glory to God. Next Sunday, don't miss it. It's Mama's Day. How many mamas we got in the house? And I don't know what the name of her sermon is, but I think it's going to be
Power Pack Parents.
That'll be good. Glory to God. Let's stand up for a few moments. Amen. We'll go into the second part of my sermon. We'll be out by 3:30. Theo, you can leave anytime you need. I know you're preaching at 3:30, but this service ends at 3:15. Let's raise our hands and thank God. How many of you will just thank God for the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing? How many of you will thank God for the Holy Ghost within you? How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost upon you? Come on, let's do some praying right now. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We thank you for the word of God that went forward today. We thank you for that well of water that's in us in the new birth. Everyone say, I got a well of water. And it's springing up into everlasting life. You know what a well is for, don't you? A well is for your personal benefit. Amen. You know, Brenda had a well on the farm. It was for their benefit. It wasn't for all the neighbors. It was for their benefit. Amen. You got a well of life. It's, ooh, glory. It's springing up. It's springing up. Spring up, oh well. It's springing up into everlasting life. And what is this well for? It's there for your benefit. It's there for character development in your life. How many of you know when the Holy Ghost comes in you, the fruit of the Spirit should be very evident? The fruit of the Holy Spirit by the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. And if you will attend to the well of life on the inside of you, you will be guided. You will be coached. You will develop in the fruit of the Spirit. But then this other experience, Jesus spoke of wells, but he also spoke of rivers. I said he spoke of wells, but he also spoke of rivers. He said, he that is thirsty, let him come unto me and think. No, he said, let him come unto me and drink. What does that mean? He said, because out of your belly, say it with me, out of my belly, is going to flow rivers of living water. There's a difference between a well and a river. The well is for your development, but the river is for you to flow in the Holy Spirit. We sing a song, I got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. I got a river of life, a river of blessing, a river of healing, a river of life flowing out of me. Woo! Glory to God. And this world needs our river. This world needs our rivers. Oh, shout of me out of my belly is flowing rivers. Rivers of empowerment. Rivers of life. Well, I hope you got something out of today. God loves you. Jesus is Lord, and He is alive. We're in a season of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Amen.